It's music by Tesh featuring King Elegant. Bobby VVDK is also on the song on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's at 9:17. Thank you so much for choosing quality radio above everything. Okay, the NSK and Shaquan on your radio. Now, Shaquan, there's been big debate when it comes to this gentleman.
How so?
Big debate.
Okay.
You know, Mega drops a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mega drops a song with Gaza. Actually, the remix. He makes the remix with Gaza, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the song that I'm talking about is this one. And you must not know it's my favorite song in the whole wide world.
Yes.
So if you go down the comments section of this song, Mega featuring Gaza Backspin Remix on YouTube, standing on about 66,000 views right now, you will see that quite a number of people are saying, ain't like, this song needed Tesh. This song needed Tesh. Where is Tesh actually even in this whole wide world? And we decided, you know what? Fresh Breakfast is going to
get... Let's track him down.
We're going to track this elusive man down. And we're going to ask him the questions that the people want answers to. It's a Tesh man.
Yeah, man. What's up?
What's happening, player?
No, everything is good, man. How are you guys? How's the morning?
We are great, man. So before we even get into this conversation, I just want to know, man, where the hell have you been?
No, I'm relocated in 2020.
You relocated in 2020, okay?
Yeah, Germany. I have kids here, so I decided to move this side rather than them moving home.
So while we were here, getting ready for COVID stories and we're getting locked down and what can you made your move, whoop, Germany too.
I quit my job like in March 2020 to leave like the next month, April, and that was the time the COVID hit.
The lockdown actually
yesterday
went down.
You know, and then I was locked in there, like jobless and just waiting for the next flight. And then first it was 3 months. Another 3 months. I ended up going like in October and I had a baby that was also born the previous year.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
She was already turning like she was a month, like she was 11 months, like a month before turning a year. Stayed here for a month and then she turned a year.
Okay. So I think maybe to emphasize on where I was actually going with my question was, yes, you disappeared from Namibia. We know that now. But where exactly did you disappear in terms of the music scene? You know, your flow is so unique that I don't think that we'll actually get someone else who can actually flow as good as Tesh actually ever. So then you just disappeared. We don't know where you are. We don't know if you're still passionate about music and like what happened there. What was it, just like a break that you took, but now you're back on the scene? What's happening?
Yeah, it was kind of like a break that I took because when I got here, it was also, you know, everything was new. You know,
yeah.
Connect with people, you know. I got a few, and you also know you don't just jump on anyone. So it took a little bit of a while to get to know the right people and the ones that want to work. And there are community studios here, you know, like there's community studios. You just book them and then you go in with your own producer. We got one like that.
Okay.
Community studios, D.
Yeah, what do you mean? Let us know about this concept. How does it work?
It's more, you know, like this system, like they, you know, I think they have community budgets or something. I don't know, but like, you know, like, and we can, like, for example, just bring up something like for the community and then the government will help us build it. You know, we want maybe tennis fields, we want blah, 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 you know, just for people to do that and that. And then there's now a studio in that area where, you know, you just go book your name in and then you are part of. You are part of the studio now, so they just schedule, like, they give you schedules on WhatsApp on when the slots are and what's taken, what's not taken. You can book yours there, and then you just go there, you get the key from the reception, you go use the studio for the hours that you booked.
Do you pay for the studios?
No, you don't pay. You don't pay.
You see, those are the first world benefits that we need, man. First world benefits.
Oh, wow.
You don't pay. And it's really good studios, you know. It's good studio. Yeah.
Yeah. So just to wheel it back, is this the same Tesh from Osman Platz?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
She quite knows your movements, Omez.
Also, so you would say it's the same Tesh from G, right?
Yep.
Tesh is not running away. He knows who he is.
Yeah.
Man, okay. Listen, Tesh, man. Let's talk about this Backspin remix, okay? Yeah. Do you know the song and what does it mean personally for you when people are saying, hey, Tesh should have been there
on that song,
after all this time? Imagine 2-3 years you are gone, people are saying Tesh should have been there.
It's just strange that you can't also just be in the comments and say like, yeah, I was supposed to be there, but I was just really supposed to be on that song.
You felt that you needed to be on that mix though?
No, let me tell you about this song. Like,
okay.
This song, like when Mega dropped this song, I think it was last year.
Yeah, the original one now.
He dropped a reel on Instagram and I was really wowed on the song, you know, and then I was like, really, like I went on his profile. I'm like, oh, this is dope, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We came to a term where we wanted to do a jam together, and then we spoke, and then a few weeks passed, and then he sent me that one, and he's like, no, how about we do a remix of Backspin, you know, since you like it, and blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no, cool. But the problem is, at the time, I was not studio ready, and I was trying to find studio, and I couldn't find it, and then I had to go back to him, because I think it took a little bit long, and then I just, with respect, I went to him and I'm like, no, I didn't really get time, and I think I'm probably gonna delay you and blah blah, you know.
Yeah.
just trying to get along with someone, you know. And then he put G on and he also just he did justice on the song, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, so this is actually amazing to hear that you actually did speak to the homie about it. You were supposed to be on the song. It's just that circumstances.
I don't know if I was the first one he asked, but I was supposed to be on
the song. Yeah. All right, cool. Now check this out, man. Recently, I mean, obviously, the country lost the super producer, Arafat. Did you know him? You know what I mean? What was your working relationship with Arafat?
Yeah.
I knew Arafat, but not really too much on a personal level. And the only time I last spoke to Arafat was, I think, a few years back, where we were also supposed to work, because he also liked my music and he said he wanted to produce my songs. He wanted to produce my album. And he asked me to send him most of my old material so that he just listens to them and then see what line we're going to go to. And then I did all that, but it also didn't go as far as happening.
Oh, is this during the time that you were just not studio ready and you're still like trying to find yourself or trying to find your feet?
No, I was in Warwick Bay at the time, you know, I was working for the Navy.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to send him my music, and then I just had to wait for him to let me know on when weekend. Yeah, you know. Uh-huh. So I sent him my music for him to listen, and that's what I'm saying. So he didn't really go far, and the connection also wasn't there.
Okay, no. Because you know what? I'm actually thinking right now, as you guys are talking, like, if you ever had the chance to work with Arafat, it would have been nice to see you probably go a little bit, I don't want to say a little bit, continental, more so international. I would love to hear Tesh with Sakodi on a jam. You know, it's Sakodi, right? The Ghanaian rapper, yes. I would love to see the both of you on something. I don't know. We're just trying to manifest something here. Lord, please hear our prayers. Let it happen.
You know who I would love to have on a jam? Who's this? Manifest.
Is who, sorry?
Manifest.
Oh, Manifest is sick. Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah, Manifest is sick. Yeah. Manifest. Okay, so are you personally a fan of Manifest?
I'm a very big fan of Manifest. I'm a fan of Sakodi. I'm a fan of a lot of African rappers.
You know? Yeah.
And then I also got to know a lot of rappers here. Cause, okay, let me say also, I've been recording my music. That's why I had to release the old collection.
Yeah.
Like a month ago, because people were always asking, like, where can we get your music online? And then when I started recording the new songs, I was a little bit confused on if I should have some of the new songs and the old songs mixed together, make an album, or I should just give everything that I've dropped before and then just let it go in case they need it, they find it online, and then I can start pushing the album.
Yeah.
But like, there are really, really a lot of beautiful songs on the album, and the first single was the Nihala one with Lord Steph. And Lord Steph, you guys know Lord Steph?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Yes, we do.
But check this out. Is the material ready now? Because you compiled it, Mosna. You compiled all of your old shandies. And is it now ready online or is it like in physical copy? Where do we get that type of thing?
Been online for a month now. I'm sorry I didn't even send it to you guys. Maybe I can send you guys a copy as well.
I see.
Actually did radio stations, you know. So, but it's all online.
Yeah, so what I want to know before we just let you go, Tej, is, you know, there's a certain flow that we are used to when it comes to Tej and the brand. Do you know what I mean? And obviously with times, we have to change and adopt the times. We have to evolve and whatever it is. But stepping into the studio now as Tej as you are today, are we still going to get the Tej that we know and so love? Or are you still, you know, like, you know, trying to experiment a little bit, changing your flow, your sound? How's that going?
I think with Tej, if you look at Tej from back then, like, it was always about following the sound, you know, like, because if you play the music, the sounds that I was doing, like on Bikia Pepe, you know, if you listen, because the way I did the Timeline album, also the collection, it's like, it's from the first songs that I've done to the last song, you know, the whole 20 year, you know, if you listen from the first song, it will probably be, You see the sound changing till the last, you know. Afropop came in track 19, you know. You know, so it just kept on going. So, like, but what I can guarantee is that the lyrics have really changed and matured, you know. Like, I really like what I write now, you know. I think it's because of the space, you know.
I mean, those world-class community studios.
I mean,
first world, what?
So. So your mind is really open here, you know. So my lyrics are coming out really beautiful. I like it. And I'm going to guarantee a better project. Just that now, also, I'm trying to get a lot of sounds from home, also just to have something more international, but also from home. And then I mix it with someone from here.
Man, that's beautiful to hear. Tej, it's very good to speak to you, my man. We wish you all the best. You know what I mean? Send us that link. Let us share it with everyone else at this side also. And hopefully when you do come back to the Land of the Brave, perhaps for a visit or two, you'll come make a turn by the studio.
Definitely, because I'm also trying to work on a lounge, because if I have to lounge, I have to lounge home.
First Anji, that is what we're talking about.
Here's an MC for you, Tej.
Yeah.
I'm sitting across an award-winning MC, actress, actor, award-winning radio presenter, the best MC in the country, in his case. So if you don't call my boy up and book him for that launch,
no, like, for real. Wait, everyone is going to be involved.
I believe.
Wait, everyone is like, who, me too?
Home. Yeah.
I'll just bring the vibes.
Oh, wait. Now, thank you so much, Matej.
Everyone should be involved. A lot of things should happen. Even if it has to take a week, everyone should be involved.
That's the spirit, man.
Yeah, as long as NSK MC, sharp me, bro. We wish you the best, man.
Sharp, Tej, we appreciate you, my guy. Keep doing the music, and we'll keep our communication open.
Yeah. And then I'm also going to send you the links and then try and see. Maybe I can... did we transfer? You guys also, you guys play from online, yeah?
Of course we do. But we'll organize that all of that off air to get it to playlist and everything.
He's used to dropping shit.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye, Tej. Yesterday. Shop Gazi.